We always welcome international viewers to CNN Student News. We've called on every continent but Antarctica so far. Today, we're starting in the southern African nation of Zambia. Kitwe is a city in northern Zambia. It's great to see you at Lifesong School. To the U.S. Northeast, Guilford is a town in southern Connecticut, the home of the Bulldogs of Abraham Baldwin Middle School. And in Wichita, the largest city in Kansas, we're shouting out the Dolphins of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic School. Since 1901, the Nobel Prize in Chemistry has been awarded to 172 people. That includes these three men, Aziz Sundiar, Paul Modrich, and Thomas Lindahl. They won the 2015 prize, their work focusing on how proteins repair our DNA when it gets damaged. CNN's Dr. Sanjay Gupta guides us up a spiral staircase of knowledge about human DNA.
DNA, deoxyribonucleic acid. It's the genetic formula that tells your cells how to build you into you and no one else. Think of your DNA as four Legos that like to play in pairs. A and T, C and G, along a spiral staircase called a double helix. Those pairs form building blocks of code called genes. They become the blueprint for your hair, eyes, body shape, and everything else that makes you unique. You have over 20,000 genes created from about 3 billion pairs. So it's easy to see why no other human will have the exact same pattern of DNA. Unless, of course, you have an identical twin. Each cell in your body has about 6 feet of DNA. Unravel them all, and your DNA would stretch from here to Pluto 18 and a half times. But to live inside each cell's microscopic nucleus, each long strand of DNA gets wrapped up like a noodle into 46 chromosomes. You got those chromosomes from your parents. 23 from dad, 23 from mom. There is one from dad that is special. It determines if you're a girl or a boy. Our DNA is only about 1% different from a chimpanzee's. But that tiny change has made all we know and accomplished possible.
When you're a bulldog, life is just amazing. You could ask Dr. Moore at Bluffton Middle School, or you could just watch this. Forget the bulldog on a skateboard. This one can drive. Keeps the windshield clean, too. Maybe he should just fold it down. You can do that with a Jeep. What's amazing about this, besides the fact that it's a bulldog that can drive, is the fact that he goes for quite a while without hitting anything. Even the mailbox escapes a collision. So while other dogs are chasing cars or barking up the wrong tree, dogging the neighborhood cat or driving their owners crazy, this one's on a transmission. He's keeping it wheels. It's time for us to scoot. I'm Carl Azuz. Hope you have a great weekend.